Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Following a Q News report from Ipswich on December 8, very sad news to report is that Ron Gradison, VK4RG, passed away 2 a.m. Sunday, December 22. Ron was one of the originals of the Ipswich and District Radio Club. He helped build the clubhouse in the early 1960s and participated in many events. He was the morning voice of the 8 a.m. net, which started back in 1986. His last was only November 25 this year. When you heard Ron's voice, you knew it was 0800 hours precisely. Ron had a positive presence in many lives. Funeral details will be published on the Ipswich Club's Facebook page and emailed to all members. Vale, Ron Gradison, VK4RG.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this is our final club update for 2024. It's Sunday, the 27th of December. And ho, ho, happy. Yes, it's that moment between two public holidays and another one, the time when the euphoria hasn't quite worn off, but you don't know what you're going to do next week. Well, whether you had a religious experience or your break was purely secular, did you manage to acquire a few more toys for the shack or do some electronics activity? There are two reasons that I'm asking. Firstly, it's time for some show-and-tell activity. Our next meeting, which will be the second Monday in February, is on the topic of fox hunting. Necessarily, that translates into a bit of homebrew experience, which is one of the many threads for which ham radio operators are renowned. So, between now and February, and don't worry, we'll remind you about the date often enough, think about what you might bring along. That's one reason. The other is info experience with a few of the remarkable Chinese e-commerce websites that will sell you anything from a tagged 4/5A NiCad battery to a pair of underpants. My experience so far has been overwhelmingly good, not perfect, but one of our members uncovered a real lemon of a product, and we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks. It's New Year's Day on Wednesday. Best wishes for the coming year from all of us at your club and all clubs. Be safe, try to avoid fireworks in the shack, and good luck with that elusive contact on air. Seems a few of the bands have been remarkably open at just the right time for the holidays. Do you have a presentation topic that you'd like us to cover in a meeting next year? Tell us. In particular, what might appeal to younger people? Drop a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au and check out our website at www.ddrci.org.au. It's 73 from John, VK4JPM, and from the entire team at the Darling Downs Radio Club. We'll see you next year.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the wrapping paper and remnants of Christmas feasting have passed us by, and the midnight reverie of New Year is almost upon us. What a strange ending to this year, as the tropical heat penetrated to the south of the continent, with strips of the east coast spared the worst of the heat. Then, just to remove any smug feelings, we went into periods of a heat wave. Thankfully, we shared Christmas with a little breeze and temperatures a bit lower than blood heat. As the calendar turns over, we have the usual summer contest period continuing. And for many people, preparations for schooling are the next big thing in family life. Then there are the club activities which hopefully members have thought out ahead of time. In other words, the next couple of months should see many events saved for action in reminder files or on the notice board. As we move through sunspot cycle 25, we can properly suspect that we are entering the downward phase, and the next couple of years will see much of the great DX become less frequent. It's probably the time when the country hunter should be making hay whilst the sun shines, as the old saying goes. Then we have the alternative available. As contentious as it might be for some operators, there is a wide range of weak signal modes available to implement quite simply and cheaply these days. The digital transition that has overtaken us in the last quarter century has really widened the range of opportunities for the amateur radio enthusiast. It's no longer necessary to be tied to the desktop machine and have this connected to mysterious black boxes to be able to far outperform the much vaunted packet radio system of the 80s and 90s. The capability of mobile devices can provide a whole new scope to operating. As we come to sing Auld Lang Syne for another year, it's good to reminisce over the year that is passing out. However, having a list of aspirations for the new is a good start to the beginning of how we wish to continue. I'm Jeff Emery, and I wish you all the best for 2025. And that's what I think.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.